CY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 72. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Trade topics getting some attention in D.C. right now. Michael Clement shares more of what the American Farm Bureau is following.
Trade is always a hot topic in agriculture, and the American Farm Bureau Federation says there are three issues to watch right now. Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs, says President Biden recently signed legislation changing the trade relationship between the U.S. and Russia.
The first legislation basically stops us from importing energy from Russia. Second bit of legislation revokes what's called permanent normal trade relations with Russia. What that means is that we have granted Russia, like we grant 160 plus other countries around the world, the exact same tariff treatment. So now the U.S. is free to impose different tariffs going forward on Russia, falling back to our tariff schedule we had with them before they had this status.
Meanwhile, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai is holding trade dialogues with the United Kingdom.
These aren't formal trade negotiations, but the U.S. and the U.K. have settled some trade disputes based on the imposition of steel tariffs a few years ago. That's been resolved. Farm Bureau supports having a full-fledged trade agreement with the United Kingdom, hopefully getting rid of some of their standards barriers they have to various exports, especially meat products. So we're hopeful that these initial talks will lead to formal trade negotiations sometime soon.
And Salmonson adds, the U.S. Section 301 tariffs on Chinese imports could be addressed soon.
We've heard from Treasury Secretary Yellen, officials in the National Security Council and the White House saying maybe it's time to revisit those tariffs to help trade. We in agriculture have been against those tariffs because of the retaliation. And even though they waived a lot of that because of the China-U.S. Phase 1 agreement, the purchase commitment at that agreement is over, and the potential to reimpose tariffs lingers out there.
Michael Limits, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A task force is recommending dozens of policy changes in response to a black Wichita teenager's death while being restrained at a juvenile detention center. The task force was created after 17-year-old Cedric Lofton died in September after being restrained face down for more than 30 minutes. The Wichita Eagle reports the task force made 57 recommendations for changes in the state's foster care system. Sedgwick County 911, the Wichita Police Department, and the county's youth correction system. The recommendations are not binding. They include an audit of stand-your-ground laws that were cited when officers who restrained Lofton were not charged. Voters in Inman will soon vote on a $5 million bond to improve its sports complex. The bond would add improvements and build up their sports complex area, including a football field, track, softball, baseball field, and improve their drainage system. Voting for the bond will take place on May 3rd of this year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Firefighters from four departments responded to northern Riley County Tuesday for a grass wildfire in the Bjorling Road area north of Randolph, according to Riley County Fire District 1. Firefighters cleared the scene around 11 o'clock last night, but they plan to return today to check for hotspots. As of 8:30 last night, an estimated 180 acres had burned. The University of Kansas is set to become one of the first metaversities in the nation as nursing students get the option to learn in person, online, or through virtual reality. Meta Immersive Learning through Facebook says the University of Kansas School of Nursing is one of 10 in the nation to become a metaversity. Meta Immersive Learning explained that a metaversity leverages the power of virtual reality to create a new immersive learning experience for students. The addition will include a creation of a digital replica of the KU campus and classrooms so students can use VR to transform their experience when they are remote learning. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The city of Lincoln will pay $497,500 to a woman who was injured when she says police fired rubber bullets during racial justice protests in 2020. Elise Poole sued the city after she was struck by a rubber bullet during protests near downtown Lincoln on May 31st of 2020. The lawsuit claimed that Poole was trying to flee after law enforcement officers fired tear gas to disperse a crowd of protesters. Excessive speed and alcohol are being investigated as contributing factors in a deadly crash in Scotts Bluff early yesterday morning. The Scotts Bluff Police Department says Andres J. Gutierrez, age 30, of Scotts Bluff, bypassed barricades on the closed Sugar Factory Road. When driving his Dodge Ram pickup truck on the southbound lanes, he struck a parked semi-trailer in the road at the intersection of 21st Street and East 42nd Street at 12:12 a.m. Gutierrez, the lone occupant in the vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and received no comments during a public hearing to close out the Community Development Block Grant awarded for construction of a new fire station, which is complete on North 20th Street. The total project came in at $1.37 million, with the grant funding $541,000. Plans are to host a public house at a later date. Engineers advise that work continues on the sewage lagoon update project, with environmental testing underway and the design process to begin soon. Construction would be expected no earlier than next spring. A nuisance hearing was held for a property at 1007 Calhoun for Juan and Mary Montes. Items stored in the yard will be removed by the city and billed to the property owners. The Black Squirrel Committee asked for city contribution of $2,000 toward a hot air balloon event proposed in conjunction with Black Squirrel activities in October. Total cost estimated at $15,000 to $20,000, with commitments of $3,000 from the Marysville Community Foundation and $1,000 from Marshall County Commissioners. The balance to be solicited from private donors. Council expressed concern adding additional funding to an earlier $10,000 request for Black Squirrel events, And some further suggested moving the activities to the airport may not connect to activities downtown and that it should be planned as a separate standalone event. Final vote was 4 against and 3 for the funding request. The conversation led to discussion regarding 4th of July fireworks, which may be on hold again this year due to struggles finding a licensed operator. The annual event was not held last year with the same concerns. 10 applications have been received for lifeguard at the city pool with a manager yet to be identified. Another 10 lifeguards will be needed for full-time operations. A recommendation to add $1 per hour to the pay scale was suggested. Staff will return with such revisions. If there's not sufficient staff, operating hours may be scaled back. Approval was given for $27,000 to Inline Construction, the lone bid for replacing a storm sewer on Carolina from 6th to 7th Streets. Murrysville Mayor Jason Barnes asked consideration for ideas that could incentivize new housing construction and has been in conversation with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Blue Rapids and Waterville Fire Departments responded with mutual aid Tuesday evening for a grass fire out of control north of Randolph near Christensen and Rose Hills. Riley County Fire District No. 1 initially responded to a permitted burn that went out of control near Vorling Road with some 180 acres involved as of 7 p.m. This was near where the Carlson Road fire recently was. No individuals or structures were threatened, with control gained by 11 p.m. Backfires were used to reduce available fuels, and authorities plan to monitor hotspots Wednesday. Work on a pair of Nemaha County bridges north of Centralia will force traffic detours as K-187 is closed to traffic from U.S. 36 South to K-9 Highway. Through November, work is planned on the Weir Creek and Nemaha River bridge crossings, located 3 miles and 6 miles north of Centralia. Traffic is being detoured to U.S. 36 during construction. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville will hold its annual meeting Wednesday evening. Nominees for the board include Sandy Keller, City of Marysville, Kevin O'Neill of Beatty for the Rural Post, and at-large positions Jeff Christ of Marysville and Gary Holly of Bremen.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight. Showers may continue throughout Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before clearing up on Sunday. Staying a bit warmer today with our highs in the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. South winds will be fairly breezy between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers will start later this evening and temperatures will stay fairly mild, with our lows in the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures may stay a bit cooler on Thursday as rain showers will continue, and a chance for some rain throughout Thursday night and continuing throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 70, record high on this date 93, the average low 47, and the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:34.
It may be uncouth to talk about, but in everyday life, it's hard to avoid spit. And it's not always a bad thing, as we find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. Civil rights leader Coretta Scott King was born on this day in 1927. In past editions of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we've examined some of the more notable customs involving saliva or spit throughout history, including the phrase, to lick one's wounds. We use the term meaning recuperating from defeat in a mostly figuratively way today. Taken literally, it might seem a rather disgusting habit. But it turns out researchers studying why animals often lick their wounds have discovered a protein in saliva that speeds up the healing process. That doesn't mean you should start licking your cuts and scrapes. It does mean a promising new approach for developing healing drugs. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors. Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, heel damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill is proud of the Nemaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, and so many other areas. Keep up the good work from Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca. Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita State baseball team is in a slump, and after Tuesday's loss to number 8 Oklahoma State, the Shockers have dropped 10 straight games, the most in program history. Wichita State did score 5 runs in the third inning to play with a 5-3 lead against the Cowboys before OSU scored 6 runs in the 5th inning and never looked back on their way to a 12-6 win. With the loss, the Shockers dropped to 13-28 overall on the season. Wichita State resumes conference play on Friday at Memphis, kicking off a 3-game series. Daniel Lynch pitched 6 crisp innings, and the Kansas City Royals handed the Chicago White Sox their 8th straight loss with a 6-0 victory. Bobby Witt Jr. had 2 hits, and Carlos Santana drove in 2 runs, helping Kansas City stop a 4-game slide. The Royals were outscored 22-12 in a sweep at Seattle over the weekend. Lynch allowed 2 hits, struck out 7, and walked 2. I'm Trace Tong, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it.
It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Wichita State Shockers got an NIL win on Tuesday as Craig Porter Jr. announced on social media he's headed back to WSU after entering the transfer portal last week. Porter tweeted, "Time to make it happen. A huge thank you to Armchair Strategies, Wichita Sports Forum, and Aegis Group for hooking me up and keeping me a Shocker." Porter's return to school is made possible by Wichita's first NIL collective group, Armchair Strategies. NCAA President Mark Emmert is stepping down from his role. NCAA Board of Governors Chair John J. DeGioia announced the decision was a mutual agreement. Emmert will continue to serve in his role until the new president is in place or until June 30th of next year. The NCAA remains the biggest governing body in college athletics, but it has been under sharp criticism for years as too heavy-handed and even out of date, with Emmert serving as the prime target. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brighten your indoor decor with the bold and beautiful rubber plant, botanically known as Ficus elastica. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This easy care plant thrives in brightly lit locations near east or west windows or several feet back from a south-facing window. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil have just started to dry. This plant prefers moist soil when actively growing during the longer, brighter days of spring through fall. Allow the soil to go a bit drier during winter. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer, or place pebbles in the saucer to elevate the pot above any water that does collect in the saucer. Occasionally wipe the dust off the large leaves with a damp rag. This reduces the buildup of debris that can limit sunlight to the plant. In time and with proper care, the rubber plant can reach up to 10 feet tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Lots of people have nicknames. This baseball Hall of Famer was so proud of his hometown, they inserted it into his name on his plaque at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The story of that record holder and the interesting town name from where he hailed is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sam Crawford and his friends were like many youngsters who will do just about anything to get to play a game.
He and lots of local kids would play wherever they could find a spot, and they didn't have a regulation ball or a real ball, so they would make a ball.
Aaron Hauser shares the story from Crawford's hometown of Wahoo, Nebraska.
He dropped out of school, seventh grade, so he never finished school. He apprenticed as a barber and a shoeshine boy in one of the local general merchandise stores, the Killian Brothers store, and the manager of Killian Brothers was interested in starting a team.
It was an inauspicious start for a man who would become a Hall of Famer.
They kind of went around to the small towns and played other put-together teams. They didn't have uniforms or anything at the time, so they just rode around in a wagon and showed up in a town and, hey, we're here to play baseball.
Crawford played in Canada for 6 months, was discovered by the Cincinnati Reds, and debuted with them in September of 1899. He later played for Detroit in the same outfield with Ty Cobb.
He played at the same time, was a little bit overshadowed by Ty Cobb. Apparently, they didn't get along. Sam thought that Ty was kind of a show-off, was more about Ty Cobb instead of the team. But in later years, it was Ty Cobb who really pushed for him to be a part of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Crawford still holds the major league record for triples for a career at 309, and second most inside the park home runs. He was proud of his roots, and upon election to the Hall in Cooperstown, he requested his plaque read, Sam Wahoo Crawford. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 700 Cooley Street in Blue Rapids. Selling appliances to include a stack washer and dryer, 26 cubic foot refrigerator, washer and dryer set, 60-inch flat screen TV, plus 3 and 4-piece bedroom sets, other furniture and kitchen items. Hand tools include power tools. A rotting lawnmower is a 13-horse 30-inch, plus a 5-horse chipper vac, other yard items. Antiques and collectibles include an upright phonograph and records, 2 tabletop Victrolas, player piano and rolls. Primitives include frame, leather, cushion, barber chair, round galvanized icebox. Glassware includes carnival, cobalt blue, ruby red, milk glass, crystal, and depression. This household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th, begins at 10 a.m. in Blue Rapids at 700 Cooley Street. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Spring flowering bulbs are beautiful, but their fading foliage is ugly. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Here's how to hide the browning leaves and when you can remove them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have a garden chock full of bulbs that produce beautiful flowers every spring. Unfortunately, once the flowers are done blooming, the fading foliage makes it look like a garden full of sickly plants. I resist the temptation to cut back the leaves because they're very important if I want to see healthy flowers from those bulbs again next year. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says after blooming, the purpose of the leaves is to send sugars and carbohydrates down to the bulb for storage. Without the leaves, future plants will become weak.
You generally won't see a big difference from one year to the next if you go ahead and cut off all that fading foliage. But gradually, over time, you know, a bulb like a daffodil or a tulip is generally intended to be in the ground for 4 or 5 years. And if you continually cut that foliage off, you'll probably shorten the life down to more like a 1 to 2 or 3 year type of bulb.
So how long should you wait?
Fesch says when the leaves are down to about 40% green, they're slacking off on their job and you can cut them back. In the meantime, there are a couple of techniques for making the ratty foliage less visible and the flower bed more attractive.
The first technique is really sort of just gathering the foliage up and tying it with a rubber band or something like that, just making it more compact. And that really lessens the effect because you see less of it. The other technique is to cover up the fading bulb foliage by interplanting summer annuals in there, like zinnias or vinca or something along those lines.
Adding mulch to the bed will also shift your attention away from the fading foliage. Learn more about the care of your spring flowering bulbs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place. SeniorCare.com.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
How do we rebuild trust in the food and agriculture system? Some ideas today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. Yesterday, I told you about a new consumer survey by the College of Food, Agriculture, and Natural Resources at the University of Minnesota, which showed low levels of consumer trust in food and agriculture. The head of the Applied Economics Department at the school, Francis Homans, says it may be a misinformation problem, one she thinks can be addressed.
The real hope is in our young people who are really eager to tell the stories of their own agricultural experiences and whether or not they know about misinformation out there. So we've got a lot of students who are interested in kind of telling the story of their own farms and of local food producers, and I think they have a really authentic voice in their work.
Since the youngest adults surveyed were the least trusting of food and ag, Homans figures they may be more open to hearing what other young people have to say about it.
Our students are producing content that helps people get a window into food production in that authentic way. For me, that helps give me a spring in my step and realize what we're doing is helping to instill more trust in the farming system.
For a link to that student content, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Priced right and ready to move, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2010 Chevy Equinox and a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Each is priced under $7,000. The 2010 Chevy Equinox is a V6. It's a local one-owner trade. They have a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Again, priced right, ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the commodity markets have seen a lot of upward pressure during the first few months for the year of 2022. And Mike Zozzolo, the president of the Global Commodities Analytics in the state of Kansas, says that support is coming from several different factors right now.
With this week's move higher in corn, getting to 819 and three quarters, putting us up to the highest levels, and now within reach of the August 2012 high of 843 and three quarters, you know, you have the hard red wheat drought, you have the E15 blend increase this summer, you have the corn planting delays that are starting to increase and put more pressure on the marketplace that is expecting bigger acres than the very small acres that USDA gave us at the end of March. And then you have the soybeans supported by the vegetable oil market, which is supported by the crude oil market, and that is supported by, obviously, the biggest feature of all, and that is the Ukraine war.
He goes on to say the war in Ukraine could potentially impact the markets for years to come, but that impact is uncertain right now.
Well, I think it depends on who wins. I mean, this is where it goes back to how big does the war get? Does NATO get involved because it goes from two countries who are being supported by a lot of countries, or does this expand into a NATO and China and Syria and Iran conflict where it's more regional, and therefore then it could bloom or blossom into almost a full-scale world war? I think that is something that the trade is starting to consider, and I think they should.
Finally, he says he is concerned about the wheat and energy markets the most.
When we saw the weekly stocks of distillate fuels here in the United States come out from the Department of Energy, our distillate, which is mainly heating oil and diesel fuel, our distillate inventories are the lowest since 2008.
That again was Mike Zozolo of Global Commodity Analytics in Kansas. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sale.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Late last week, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service approved another pork packing plant in Michigan to run faster line speeds under a one-year trial program. The agency now has let four plants operate with faster harvesting line speeds. That could increase packing capacity and alleviate some supply chain issues in the face of strong pork demand. FSIS established the line speed program in November after a provision in USDA's 2019 new swine inspection system was struck down by a U.S. District Court in March of 2021. Nine pork packing plants that had adopted the NSIS, six which were operating with faster line speeds, were allowed to apply for the program, under which they need to collect data on the effects of the faster speeds on workers and share it with USDA and OSHA. The information could be used to formulate a new regulation for allowing plants to run faster line speeds. A coalition representing exporters and importers asking leaders of the Senate and House Transportation Committees to quickly resolve differences in their Ocean Shipping Reform Act bills, both which address longstanding supply chain issues and shipping port disruptions. The Senate approved its version of the OSRA in March. The House passed it in December, and the letter signed by 91 companies and trade associations sent late last week to Senate Committee Commerce, Science, and Transportation Chairman Maria Cantwell and Ranking Member Roger Wicker, and House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure Chairman Pete DeFazio and Ranking Member Sam Graves. The coalition urging the lawmakers to discuss and reconcile their respective measures in a conference committee. U.S. exporters and importers have been dealing with port problems, including aging infrastructure and shipping issues like excessive detention and demurrage charges, for several years. That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
corn starts peeking out of the ground, take a good look at the stand. Stay tuned for How to Diagnose Corn Emergence Issues on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A happy day when the corn starts coming up. Make sure you go out a few times and inspect it. You're more likely to catch any problems and make a diagnosis when the symptoms are readily visible. Check for patterns of seedling emergence, uniformity of the stand, and color of the leaves. Jerry Guerin is a diversified ag and natural resources extension agent at Kansas State University. She says if the corn comes up fine, then suddenly wilts or even dies, suspect root damage.
There are some insects like the wireworm and white grub. They will feed on the roots, and sometimes they will cause severe damage to the roots and not allow those plants to continue uptaking nutrients and moisture. Sometimes if you have plants that came up but they looked yellow and wilted, it could be due to a compacted area in the field or if it's poorly drained.
Corn leaves that suffer freeze or frost damage will look like they're water-soaked, then turn white. Plants can recover from this, but if it was so cold that the roots were frozen, they will die. Karen says leaves that start turning yellow might indicate a nutrient deficiency.
So if you're seeing yellow discoloration in the bottom, the older, lower leaves, that usually an indication of nitrogen, whereas the opposite would be a sulfur deficiency. You see yellowing kind of in the newer, younger leaves. Potassium also has yellowing discoloration, but it's usually on the leaf margin.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about diagnosing corn emergence issues at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. We're seeing things kind of consistent on the board. Corn still in the green. Wheat market still in the red a little bit. They're moving further downward as the day goes on. We'll see how we wrap up here in just a little bit. May KC wheat's down 10 and a quarter cents right now at 11.47 and a half. The July is down by 11 cents at 11.53 and a half. In the corn market, mostly higher numbers here. May corn's up by 13 and three quarter cents at 8.17 even a bushel, with the July up by 12 and three quarter cents at 8.14 and a quarter. Soybean market today, some higher numbers here. They have slowed down just slightly over the last hours. May soybeans are up 16 cents at 17.21 and a quarter, with the July up by 16 cents at 16.87 and a quarter. On the meal side, May soybean meal's up 6.60 at 4.51.40, and the bean oil for May is in the green by $1.62 at 86.91. Cotton market, they've not been moving a whole lot today. May cotton sitting up 44 cents at 142.97, with the July cotton in the green by $5 right now at 140.68. And the oats market is just a little bit lower for the early futures, with May oats down 25 and a quarter cents at 668 and three quarters. The July oats are down 29 cents at 665 even. Quick in the livestock market, mostly lower here, with live cattle for April down 55 cents at 139.45. June live cattle down $1.35 at 134.90. The feeder cattle for May, they're down $3.15 sitting at 157.57. Lean hog market, they're also in the red slightly, with May down by a buck and a quarter, sitting at 103.95. U.S. dollar index for today, continuing their trend that we've seen over the last couple of weeks with some more positive numbers. June index sitting up 57 cents right now at 102.89. We have the 30-year bonds for June down slightly at 141.29, and the 10-year notes unchanged on the day, sitting at 120. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Thank you. You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.